The reading for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, starting with verse 5. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So, make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." And this, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
See if this plays as well as I'm thinking. So the gospel reading for this Sunday is a little hard to listen. I don't know about you, but I feel that way. Yeah, it is what it is. But to me, and open your minds here, to me, it sounds something like this. Open your minds. Don't judge.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake versus snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Eye of a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Run no strength. Doesn't matter. Start to clatter with fear. Fight down.
Overflow, population coming through, but it'll do. Save yourself, save yourself. World, save yourself.
For those of you who were baffled and didn't know what the heck I was playing, it was The End of the World, a song from the 80s from a band called REM. And basically what it says, many things are happening, different things are happening. That was all the things that were happening and all these calamities. But the refrain was, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. In response to that song, I'm gonna read the words of the prophet Isaiah that say the following. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. But one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enough enjoy the work of their lands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. And this is the word of God. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. As you know, last Sunday, I went to a spiritual formation retreat that the Synod assigned to me. And a big part of the themes that we dealt there with were around the topic of God's dream. God's dream was the theme of those days for that event. How in God's imagination the story ends. And Isaiah 65, the reading I just did, has a very wonderful way of putting it. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The lion eating straw. Harmony. Harmony. And as we just heard, this weird song about an 80s band, REM, and barely we could make sense of of the things that we were listening, it almost sounded like a cacophony. A lot of sounds, not making any sense. A cacophony of a song. And in response to that, we have harmony. A song about harmony. A vision about harmony. Harmony like one we cannot even start to imagine. We'll be at the end of our story with God. Harmony and peace that we cannot even fathom will be our reality at some point in our history or in our story. Still, for that to happen, the things as we know, or as we know them, shall come to an end. Everything has to come to an end in order for a new thing to happen. The bad things, the good things. For God is coming up with something better. And in spite, we don't like talking about ends as a whole. Just because we fear how it will look like. We do know, in spite of all those things, we do know that God's promise about it is that in spite of everything, we'll be fine. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. The psalm this morning starts saying, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song." And after hearing this crazy cacophony of a song, here the psalmist saying, sing to the Lord a new song. In spite of all the calamities we're seeing right now, and believe me, we are seeing a lot, and you have seen even more than I. In spite of all the pain that we've brought to our world, and I'm going to say this again, in spite of all the pain that we've brought to our world, because we need to understand that the things that are happening are not God's will. Okay? The things, the horrible things that are happening are not God's will. But the consequences of our own actions. We live in a broken world, brothers and sisters. A broken world which is fractured by sin. And sin with a capital S. In spite of all of those things, we need to understand that God, while walking with us, is coming up with something better. Better than whatever our imagination can come up with. God's composing a new song. God's composing a new song, and in this song, God is at the center. And everything is equally balanced. Equally balanced. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. God's composing a song. God's composing a song. A song where the serpent that in the beginning of our story with God was roaming around will remain subjugated. That serpent will be no more. Will remain subjugated, so our blessedness will never again, never, never, ever again face threat. Just like the gospel that we just heard. It's hard to hear, just as that gospel is hard to hear. And the realities that we hear, and just like everything that's been happening, we say it's not good but bad. We need to live our lives as children of the resurrection, as we were talking last Sunday. We need to live this life faithfully. Faithfully. And as Advent is about to start, we are reminded about our faithful waiting. Faithful waiting for that dream of God to be a reality in our midst. It feels like the end of the world as we know it. It does. It does feel like it's the end of the world. But keep in mind that God and its kingdom are here. Literally here. Active and strong. And that's what we're witnessing, brothers and sisters. It's here. It's erupting, has been erupting for many, 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 many years, ever since even the beginning. Active and strong. And just because of that, as we wait, we can say with heart and soul, at the top of our lungs, it's the end of the world as we know it, but will be fine. So help us, God. Amen.